The word today is submit. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Why are there so many weak Christians? What should believers be doing? And how can the church become more victorious? Here's Pastor Paul Schrader to address these questions with biblical answers on The Word Today, Submit.
On our broadcast today, let me make some assumptions. Let me assume, first of all, that many of you are Christians, that you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You know that His suffering and death and resurrection have provided for you the gift of eternal life. You believe that, you trust in that, and you are committed to that with your life. Now, if we can assume that and make that agreement, why then is it that so often in the Christian churches of our country, we find a lukewarm attitude? Not at all too friendly to visitors, not at all too anxious to have new people join us, not at all eager to grow and be committed, not at all to accept a challenge, not at all to face change. Why is it that in so many Christian churches, there are little cliques of people combating each other over building plans or over financial budgets, or over parochial schools, or over, who knows, such stupid warfare drains the spiritual strength out of God's people. I just can't tell you how upsetting it is to me to see Christians when they're squabbling and fighting and quarreling, instead of joining ranks and saying, God is our leader, let's join ranks, let's get something done to bring glory to God's name. Now, the topic really could be addressed as good works. Let's do something to the glory of God. We know we're already saved. We know we already have the gift of salvation. But now that we are God's people, how do we prove it? How do we show it? How do we become stronger and stronger and more mature and do more and more for the Lord so that His name will be glorified, so that many other people will come into the kingdom? Every talent, every ability, every blessing, every object that we have has been given to us by God to use to His glory. Now, when an individual recognizes what they should be doing in God's kingdom, and they join hands with another two or three or five or ten people with the same attitude and the same belief, and then they join another group of 20 or 30, and pretty soon you have 100 people. Maybe you have 500, and there are some churches that are bigger than 300 or 400 or 500. There are literally some churches that have several thousand people. Can you imagine what explosive growth and what explosive things God would expect to have happen when 1,000 people or 100 people get together to serve God? It ought to be dynamite. It ought to be so powerful that just like in the New Testament church, when these small, tiny congregations that St. Paul had begun in these various places like Corinth and Ephesus, and you know, when you look at these little congregations that he wrote to, think of the power and think of the way in which they were energetically working to serve the Lord. That's what should be going on in our congregations today. Now, I think one of the difficulties is that some Christians assume they are committed to God when they have not totally submitted to God. I think that's part of the problem. They've been faked out by the devil, and they think they can serve two masters. Well, the scripture is very clear about that. You cannot do that. It's impossible. God will not take half a heart. He doesn't say, well, try once in a while to serve me when you can, if you have nothing else better to do. But on the other hand, I understand if you want to serve the devil and you want to be a part of the world. I understand that too. God says, oh, no, 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 no compromise. Now, as a pastor, I understand that there are weak Christians. There are those that are growing yet and have a long way to go and are new in their faith. And they make mistakes and they slip into sin and they get into all kind of situations where it almost looks like they're non-Christians. I understand the closeness we have with those people to encourage them, to pick them up again and get them going again, to strengthen them, to walk with them, to help them, to lend them a hand. You know, encouragement, oh my, is that important. And that's one of the things we need to have within our Christian churches, where everyone is in the same boat. And they're saying, hey, let's row together, let's work together, let's have a common cause, let's have a common prayer, let's have a common goal that we are working toward, and everyone do their share, everybody pitch in, let's really work at this and accomplish something. Well, I believe it begins by reminding people that God wants us to be totally submitted to Him, not just a part. You can't reserve a part of your life, like your money or your budget, or let's say your sexual life, or let's say your mental life and attitude, or let's say your work life. You can't just dissect yourself and say, well, on Sunday I bring my heart and my spiritual life to God, but really it's not related to my work or to my other activities. Certainly not to my golf game and so on. You know, the frightening thing to me is to show that lack of commitment by committing yourself to other things that are not spiritual. Let's say that some men at work have decided to set up a golf league, and let's say they decide to make it on Sunday morning. What are you going to do? Worship God or go join the golf league? So that you're, you know, 15, 20 weeks during the summer, you're out there playing golf. What do you think God would think of that? Or let's say you're an avid hunter and the hunting season comes. Or let's say you're a fisherman, you're an outdoors person. Now, let's be mature enough, shall we? I mean, let's be honest enough that you're not going to be one of these people that says, well, I believe I can worship God right there in my fishing boat. I hope people are more mature to see through that sort of nonsense. Of course you can worship God anywhere, but that's not what you're going out in that boat for, so that you can have a good worshipful experience for Him. You've made a choice. You've decided your worship that morning isn't as important to you, and your priorities are really screwed up. So I think the first step is to talk very honestly with our children, with our spouses, with our neighbors, with our friends at church. Have it be a topic in your Bible class. How are we doing? Are most of us pretty much committed or halfway committed or half-hearted? Why is it we're not having a marvelous, marvelous, wonderful blessing among us here? Is it that we're not really committed to the Lord? Why is it that our giving is so lousy? Is it that some of us are merely playing a game? We haven't committed our budget or our work or our life or our health totally to God? We're not asking Him for His blessings. We think we're doing enough really on our own, and we're just kind of tipping God with the leftovers. Talk about it honestly. Get some scripture verses that talk about good works. Try starting out with the second chapter of James. Boy, I'll tell you, James 2 tells it like it is. It says, if there are no good works there, your faith is dead. Don't say you're a child of God if there's nothing in your life that demonstrates it, if there's no proof of it. Don't say Jesus Christ is inside of you and that he is your Lord and Savior if he doesn't do a thing to reveal through your life that he is there. Then your religion is fake and your faith is dead. It might look wonderfully impressive. I'll tell you, the thing that I use as an illustration for this are artificial flowers. You know, I've been in restaurants where the flower arrangement is so lifelike. You know, if it's a few feet away, hanging in the air or hanging from, you know, a flower box or something like that, that it's really hard to tell the real thing from an artificial flower. You almost, and actually I've done this. There's a restaurant in the area here that has fake cactuses. They are so real. They have done them to even look as though some of the needles are coming off and some of the branches, whatever you call those branches on a cactus, are cut and injured. They even put the injuries in them to make them look so real. And you won't know that they aren't real until you go up and squeeze them or take feel it to see whether or not it's alive or not. Well, what I'm suggesting is look at each other as the children of God. Take a good close look. Do it honestly. Don't just pick away at each other. Look at yourself first. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Start with yourself. And then very honestly evaluate and say, well, how are we doing? Do we look like Christians or are we acting as Christians? Do we claim to be the children of God verbally or are we living as the children of God with our actions and our attitudes and the goals and the achievements that we're making? Let's truly submit ourselves to God, every ounce, every inch, every part, totally submitted to God. Give God the control so that he will use us to do great and marvelous things for which God will get the glory.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? Those who know God and serve him know that his love compels them to love each other. Pastor Paul Schrader has written a booklet about this very special love that God demonstrated through his Son, Jesus Christ. When you write us, mention that you would like to receive this booklet called Love. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.